I'm here with Jason Lyle Black. He'll be coming to Rexburg the 24th. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So can you tell me a little bit about the performance that you're planning on doing?
Yeah, so I will be coming back to Rexburg for another Christmas concert this year, Thanksgiving weekend, and really excited to be back in town. We had a sold-out show last year, and it was just such a fun night. As with last year, you know, I'll be doing, obviously, a lot of my kind of piano music, Christmas arrangements, doing some live requests from the audience of, you know, their Christmas favorites that they want to hear. I have some guests that I'll be inviting from the community. I actually have a few different people that'll be performing with me last year. They kind of surprised that night, like how it was in the past, where I had some youth who'd been nominated to perform with me on stage, as well as kind of an invited guest, adult performer. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some singers that'll be there, and we're going to have a drummer with me this year, and of course some, you know, comedic Christmas stories as well, and just be a very fun concert night.
So how did you get started performing?
Performing originally was years ago. I've been, my very first sort of opportunity outside of like a recital or just kind of a small community thing was John Schmidt, when he invited me to perform in his Sandy Amphitheater show back in 2006. And so that was my first chance getting to do sort of a musical comedy routine on a big stage for, you know, an audience over 1,000 people at his concert. And then by 2009, I was doing my own concerts on stage and started doing things on the road a bit as well. And now live in Nashville, Tennessee, and performing literally all over the world now, actually. So
it's
been a long but exciting journey.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, as I understand it, you know, you went to college in accounting, right?
Yeah, so I actually went to school for business. I guess you could say that it was a combination of, they don't teach, you know, the kind of entertainment stuff I do isn't something you'd usually major in. You obviously major in music, but as far as kind of the entertainment side, not necessarily a traditional major. And then also I was still, I think, wrestling at the time with, you know, whether to sort of go the tried and true career path of a corporate career or go out and seek to make it in the music industry and, you know, fight that battle. So I did study accounting originally at BYU down in Utah, and then a few years into my accounting career realized that I was in the wrong profession and quit to do music full time. So that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a pretty hard kind of decision to make. What kind of pushed you over the edge?
It was a combination of things, but, you know, I really, one of the biggest things that stood out to me was how I was spending my nights and weekends and my vacation time doing music when I was working in accounting. So all of my time off and, you know, over Christmas break and things like that, I'd spend all that time writing and recording music, and my nights and weekends, that's all I did too, was write and record music. It was very clear that that's what I wanted to be doing, and that I was spending all of my free time in a different job. So it's like, that's probably a sign that I should change careers if all my free time is being spent doing a different profession. And so I made that switch. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that takes, I don't know, guts or naivety to do, or both. to decide to go that route. But it helps that I had spent many years pursuing music before having gone into business, because I had sort of, you know, I mean, I'd been pursuing it very seriously in college and just had kind of given up on it when I graduated. And so, you know, I had something to kind of stand on coming back of the albums and videos and history and, you know, reputation that had been built to a degree. But it made a big difference the second go of music. Things have been much more successful, and that, a lot of different reasons for that, but going into it full time, giving it everything I have, pursuing, you know, a higher level of artistry, really diving into, you know, what works on stage and what works as a songwriter, and, you know, now I have management and booking agencies and that sort of focus. I have a team now as well, and had some amazing mentors, so all of that really plays in.
And I think it seems to me, just looking through it, that your focus has kind of changed through the years with what you've been doing. I think now, like, you're looking more to help raise awareness for different groups. Is that right?
Give me an example, kind of, what you're...
Like, recently, I guess actually a couple years ago, you did a video for raising awareness for Down syndrome.
And that's kind of something I've always, I guess, had an interest in using music as a platform for advocacy. So, one of the more recent, that was actually not too long ago, it was a year ago, that I did a video, October 2017, for Down syndrome awareness, and that was really cool. Experience to had a trio of young women with Down syndrome who played the piano, and there's videos on my website about the video itself, which was featured by CNN, and then also kind of the behind the scenes of what went into the making of it, and an interview with their mothers, and that was a really cool project to work on. And previous to that, I'd done some things with, like, suicide prevention with youth, and there's still more of that to come. As you know, especially, well, actually earlier this year out here in Nashville, I went out with some songwriters to a camp for kids with special needs called the Center for Courageous Kids. We went out and did some kind of performance and music workshop out there. So that's definitely something that I'm interested in and will be doing long term, of various different causes and things that I feel strongly about. So it's one of the beneficial or fun aspects of being in the entertainment industry, is you often kind of have a platform for which you can involved in advocacy.
So what are your plans, like, going forward? You just released an album, I think, A Friend Like Me.
I did. Yes, so I just came out with a new Disney album, A Friend Like Me, and this was a really fun project. It's kind of, I guess I would call it sort of a stepping stone from where I have been to where we're headed next with my career. This album was for band, it was kind of piano, but with band and orchestra, so there's, you know, woodwinds and brass and strings and percussion and guitar and a lot in there that I haven't had in any previous album. And then as vocals as well, had some guest singers on the record from Nashville. So that was kind of a fun project. Just, I'd had a book that came out with Disney of their, with Hal Leonard, that was a book of Disney arrangements for piano that I did earlier this year. So that's why we did the album to go along with that. But as far as kind of where things are headed now, we're really looking to reach a bigger audience, and you know, as far as my management, kind of where they've advised me to focus now artistically. So the songwriting that I'm doing now, is a lot of it is vocal, and you know, I'm looking to both develop my own singing voice going forward, as well as to continue working with other singers in Nashville. So those that come to the concert will see just a little bit of a taste of kind of where things are headed as far as my career in the future. But it's very exciting. We've got a national tour that's in the works that will start in September of next year, September 2019. And I'll be in a number of states I've never performed in before. So we've got concerts coming up, like Texas and Iowa, Pennsylvania, Virginia, a lot of different areas around the country that I haven't yet gotten to visit. And so, I don't know, just reaching more people around the country as a performer on tour, reaching more people artistically generally by writing not just for the piano now, but for, you know, piano with band and for vocals, and kind of getting into that type of writing. And then I also do a lot of cruise ship performing, so that's taken me around the world already this year, and there's some fun performing coming up next year with that too. So that kind of answers your question, but it's exciting. There's a lot of change coming. I think of it as sort of a maturing as an artist, where you look at, you know, sometimes like these, I don't know, teen artists that start out doing sort of the Disney Channel, and then as they move into their adulthood, then they start kind of exploring what their maybe lifetime genre is going to be, and that's kind of the feeling that I'm having looking forward, is taking everything I've done to this point now and building onto it. But be a big focus on original music now too. So my show is currently very oriented around the familiar, you know, fun movie music and TV and fun stuff like that, which I love. But now, you know, over the next 5 years, there's going to be a shift into really that artistic side of original music. And I'll be doing some touring with the band. I mean, it's very exciting.
So was it at all, like, difficult, like, transitioning from writing mostly just for, like, yourself and your piano to writing for a band and like these vocals and other things you were talking about?
Oh, very much so. And it's all still ongoing. So yeah, I'm very much in the middle. In fact, in a sense, we're kind of just now starting that transition. Now that this Disney record was kind of the kickoff. So the Disney record was the transition away from just solo piano, where I had most of my previous records were solo piano, and then I had Piano Preludes, which was piano with strings. And so now this Disney record is piano with band, orchestra, and voice. We have the three songs that I had guest singers on. So that's kind of the beginning of the transition. And then what I do on cruise ships, a lot of my cruise performing is with usually a 4 to 7 piece band behind me. So everything from your rhythm section to some horns. And so I've done a lot of writing for that now too, and creating arrangements for the band in that sense. So, I've got a vocal coach now in Nashville that I'm working with, and it's not an overnight transition. So, my tour this next year will be the show that, people know and love of the John Williams medley that I do, and, TV themes and, Broadway favorites, and as well as some of my originals. It'll still be the kind of that same show, but then I'll start introducing, some of these new songs that I'm writing that are for piano and voice, and start introducing band into some of the shows. And so, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how long the transition will take, but it's very exciting, but absolutely challenging because, I've been playing the piano for 22 years and now I'm starting to add, these new things in of writing for band and of, all the vocal training. And so it's exciting, but yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but a good one.
What made you decide to start doing compositions for Disney? Because you do have a lot of Disney.
Yeah, Disney has always just been something that I loved, I guess. I don't know. I grew up, of course, loving Disney songs, loved Disney movies. And I think the thing about Disney music is how quickly it connects to your emotions. A lot of times we connect Disney music with childhood. And when I go to Disneyland, my favorite thing about Disneyland is not the rides, even though I like the rides, but I love the feeling of just walking into the park and walking down Main Street USA as you sit there and listen to the background music that they play. And actually on my new record, the first song is an overture from Mary Poppins. That's what I was trying to capture with it, is that feeling of walking into Disneyland. So it's kind of the strings, it's at this light theme, and then you walk in and then in comes the flute and the woodwinds, and then the piano comes in, and it's sort of this really kind of peaceful grand entrance. And I had a great producer, orchestrator, by the way, that worked with on this album, Rick Tell. But anyway, that first track that we kind of put together was to get that feeling of walking into Disneyland, which for me just sort of brings all of the, as people would say today, all the feels that I get when I listen to Mary Poppins and Beauty and the Beast are probably my two all-time favorite Disney musicals. And I just love the songs because of the kind of the emotion that it brings. So that's really what drives my overall interest in Disney. I'm not actually a Disney fanatic when it comes to movies, the movies per se. I don't know the movies as well as a lot of big Disney fans do. But when it comes to the music, it's just some of my absolute favorite music. And so that's why I've loved to do so many things. And then especially, the videos, my Up and Frozen video, and, we used the Moana for the Down Syndrome Awareness video. Those, I don't know, it just kind of connects to people's emotions. So some of the songs that I'm writing now, the original stuff will kind of have some similarity to that, and others will have similarity to, some of the new kind of influences I'm looking at of artists like everything from Michael Bublé to Jason Mraz and Coldplay and Ben Folds, which are some of my favorite artists that are starting to influence, some of my future writing and where that's going.
What do you hope that people will take away from your music?
Well, I've always kind of said my motto is to put a smile on people's faces. So that's kind of for years been my goal with my career. Period. And then I guess, a more simplistic or repetitive way of saying it would be to just kind of make the world a better place through my music. But specifically, I want people to leave, with a smile on their face. And so that's really where kind of the show is designed, is to just make it something that's very community oriented, especially with this Christmas concert. you know, really try to connect with the community. We have Idaho Central Credit Union that is the title sponsor for the concert and was last year. And so they've, you know, really helped make it possible and also helped us to honor someone in the community last year with what I call the Spirit of Christmas Award. And that's a chance to just kind of celebrate, you know, the real meaning of the season, which is, you know, service, I think, and kind of giving service to others and in the community. And so that's really what I look at with the concert, is not just, I mean, to entertain people and to leave them, you know, leaving with a smile, but also just to kind of feel this sense of community that comes from just having this community event that, that comes together. So it's not just me coming to Rexburg and doing my show, but it's really me getting to come and be part of an event in Rexburg that is really the community's event. And everything from the requests that I do, you know, that night that come from people to the guests in the community that will be singing on stage with me, all of that is designed to make it really feel like something that is at home for people and is theirs. You know, it's not just mine that they're experiencing, but it's something that we share together.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear you in concert. I'm sure the rest of us are too.
Well, thanks so much. And I do have an educational workshop too that day, just so people know about that. It's a free workshop that morning. I believe it's at 10:30. I think the time's on the event page, but that's going to be at the Tabernacle as well. So anyone who's interested in the workshop is welcome to come that morning at 10:30 and be there for that.
What is in the workshop?
So it'll be kind of a sort of a behind the scenes along with kind of some music, writing tips, things like that. This is actually the third workshop now that I've done up in Rexburg. So I'm going to talk about some of the composition techniques that went into the Disney album, like how did I do some of those arrangements, and both as far as the piano side and then how the orchestration, you know, was put together, and then show a little bit of how people can do that kind of orchestration, you know, at home if they're interested, not meaning like go home and write for a symphony, but like if you want to, you know, create songs with different instruments, there's a lot of software that you can use now to kind of first start experimenting with that at home. And so I'll be showing some of that. I think we're calling this workshop The Magic of Orchestration to go along with the magical Christmas theme. So, and then I usually try to make all the workshops are kind of a chance for just sort of a behind the scenes look at the career and get a chance for people to ask questions about things. Like I'll talk about some, again, in the arranging discussion, just what you could do if you want to play the piano for a Christmas recital and you're like, well, how do I just take this simple Christmas song and make it sound a little bit more fun? Or if you're going to play piano in church and you need to change the song a little bit to just make it sound a little more, you know, decorative, like there's some simple techniques that you can use to do that. So it'll kind of be a blend of those different things. And but yeah, a lot of focus on kind of what went into the writing techniques for the Disney album, with the goal of people leaving, you know, kind of having some inspiration and some ideas of how they could approach songwriting. And but it's not just for people that have already written a song, or, you know, it's the kind of thing that someone who's taking piano lessons or is a guitarist in college that's interested in, you know, songwriting. It's kind of just a overall just a fun chance to come and be motivated at what's possible in music. And the other nice thing about the workshop is it is a good chance if people want to say hi to me outside of waiting in a really long line after the concert, because we did have a, you know, huge turnout last year, filled the Tabernacle, so it was pretty long lines afterwards. So that's another perk of coming to the workshop that morning.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate the chance to talk about it, and can't wait to be back in Rexburg in about a week. Has it been really cold up there?
It's been, about average cold for Rexburg.
I'm a California boy originally, and now I live in Nashville, and Nashville is not as cold as Rexburg.
Yeah, so, yeah. So you'll probably be really cold.
Bringing extra sweaters and a coat for sure. So,
cool. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Brianna, and yeah, look forward to being out there.